If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Miles, what day is it, my friend? It's one of your favorites.
Peanut Butter Jelly Day.
It is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Yeah. Peanut Butter Jelly Time.
How did you know that? Top
10 or more things you didn't know about the iconic peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's like the WD-40 of spreadable sweet goo. You're getting ready for work or for that special... third date, you know the one. And you run out of shaving cream. Well, just waddle your doughy ass over to your pantry, pull out a tub of creamy peanut butter, and lather up. In no time, your fugly face will be rich and smooth, and you'll want to go in for a lick. Speaking of licks, it works wonders for ping and pong in your pants as well. I haven't had razor burn in years, and it smells like moist peanut butter cookies.
Dear God.
Moist.
I would think jelly would be better for your face.
Really?
I would think peanut butter.
As a shaving alternative. Sugar,
I would go peanut butter if I had to pick.
If you had to shave with peanut butter or jelly, you'd tell me.
I would go peanut butter.
I know for a fact that jelly would be much easier to shave.
The thing is that there, you know, that's one thing that VD actually did some research on. People were using peanut butter. Now, you're not lathering it on a big old thick
right.
coat, but you know, smear it up there, you thin it out a little bit, and there's just oil in that peanut butter.
Who were the people using peanut butter to shave?
I don't know, man.
I mean, that's just like, why? Maybe just use soap and a razor, brother. I understand you ran out of shaving cream, but my first thought would be, hey, baby, can you grab the Jif and bring it into the shower for me?
Do we really know George Washington Carver's motivations when he was making
that's
it?
That's what
like,
it was.
I'm tired of the shaving
cream. Oh, you
cream.
Can eat it, too.
This stuff tastes delicious. So here's some things that you didn't know about the iconic PB&J. World War II made PB&J a hit. Both peanut butter and jelly were a staple of soldiers' ration menus during World War II, so it was only natural that GIs began to combine the two, and the sandwich exploded in popularity after the war. Peanut butter, often called... it was particularly...
What was it called?
They called it monkey butter.
Monkey butter.
What in the world? Anyway, it was particularly favored on the battlefield because it was the cheapest. They're not making it! let's see here. Some more fun facts about peanut butter and jelly. We'll eat nearly three. Sorry.
I don't go to the grocery store. Where y'all keep that monkey butter? Sir, we don't know that. Monkey butter, come
That's
on
not
now.
Good. That's not good.
Sir, where do you keep the monkey butter?
What? We will eat nearly 3,000 of them in a lifetime.
I will eat more than that.
A 2016 survey by Peter Pan found that Americans will eat an average of 2,984 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, which works out to about 3 a month for roughly 83 years.
Three a month?
3 a month.
Brother, I've had 4 in the last 2 days.
About to say,
that's
how
not
many,
even a joke.
How many of those Uncrustables have you guys been mowing on?
So my wife started getting Uncrustables for the kid, and the kid's like, Dad, yo, man, I put them in my lunch. Can you just use
easy, big fella.
I'm like, cool. So I got my peanut butter, I got my jelly. Sorry, I got my monkey butter, I got my jelly, I got my bread. So last night, typically I'll eat dinner. At some point I get stoned. That is my go-to. But the last 2 nights in a row, I've had 4 already. I can't believe it, only 3 a month.
I haven't had one in a minute outside of an Uncrustable, but I eat so many. I mean, you just had it like every day for school.
I have to imagine
I'm already past the 3,000 mark.
It was on wheat bread, too. I know.
How do you feel about it as an adult?
Give me
wheat
bread.
Yeah. Oh, it's not good.
It was just burned into my mind as a kid. I said I'd never buy it again. I have not bought it again. I'm sure it's fine. I don't want it in my life. Me and wheat bread, we're just enemies. That's all.
Mm-hmm. How many peanut butter and jellies do you guys think that you could mow down in 1 minute? If you were challenged, many could you put down in a minute?
One. I'm not a speed eater. But
peanut butter slows you down.
Mm-hmm. Competitive eater Patrick Bertoletti once downed 6 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in a single minute. A whole sandwich every 10 seconds to clinch the Guinness World Record back in 2012.
That just seems dangerous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm with you. You know, Miles, I know that you don't keep peanut butter in the house just because, you're a sleep eater.
I don't want to die.
But I think trying to cram at least 6 and 7 to try to break the record, I think that is a death wish waiting to happen.
Yeah, eventually.
Do you guys prefer the smooth or the creamy? Crunchy or creamy?
Crunchy.
Creamy.
Crunchy, creamy. Creamy, creamy. More Americans prefer smooth peanut butter.
Well, I know.
If you slather your PB&J with crunchy peanut butter, you're in the minority. 49% of those surveyed by Peanut Butter and Company in 2019 reported that they like their peanut butter smooth, while 29% prefer crunchy, and 20% will happily eat both.
I mean, as an adult, I can eat both.
Sure.
But I mean, as a kid, going to somebody's house that had crunchy and you're not ready for it, it was just
that pissed me off.
Oh, right. And I mean, I can think of the kid right now, and I'm just like, it just shocked me.
Yes.
And just like, what? And I think I was like, what is this?
I feel like it should just be a warning. There's nothing, right? It's made of peanuts. It's not a big deal. But much like orange juice, I prefer pulp free. If it's there, I can deal with it. But when I went back to childhood, like, I can't drink this. My dad's like, it's freaking oranges.
Right. It's got stuff in it.
See, I like orange juice with
pulp. Of course you do.
Got it, Miles.
Yes.
Mine's even worse because I'm with you. Like, unless I've watched you squeeze it, I don't want pulp in it.
Yeah.
But I love eating oranges.
Right.
You love drinking orange juice. You just don't want them to be.
Right.
That is insane when you say it out loud. I'm not that much different.
Though. Like chunky peanut butter.
Again, I don't mind peanuts.
You like peanuts?
Crunchy.
You like crunchy, chunky, whatever. You like peanuts. You like peanut butter. It's right there.
But I want the peanut butter to be the butter and the peanuts to be the peanuts. I want my monkey butter monkey free.
I mean, it was even in my house. Like, it was either my dad liked it or my sister liked it, something like that. But I remember seeing it, and it was jarring to see it for the first time.
Look, Ben and Jerry's.
Like, what is wrong with this thing?
They're not alive on ice cream that doesn't have chunks of stuff in it.
Sure.
It's different.
But they're complimentary.
Well, it's peanuts. I mean, peanuts are made from peanuts.
So do you like lumpy mashed potatoes?
No.
Do you like lumpy guacamole?
Yes. Would you want fat hunks in your ice cream? Because ice cream itself is made from fat, right? But it's like if you give me a chunk of caramel.
I have not had an ice cream fat chunk before. No, man. I might really like that.
Ben and Jerry's fat chunk.
Just a big old thing of gristle.
Hey, look, man. I might try it. I really like it.
Damn. Bone marrow.
It actually tastes a really good piece of fat on a ribeye. You're like, ooh, that's pretty good.
Things that you might not have known about the iconic PB&J, an NBA team rebelled against a PB&J ban.
Oh, the ban.
The ban.
Why did they ban it in the first place?
So the sandwiches, which became a pregame ritual for the Boston Celtics as they rolled to a national championship in 2008, have become a staple in locker rooms across the country. Several years later, when a nutrition expert with the Golden State Warriors tried to ban the high-sugar sandwiches, two-time NBA MVP Steph Curry led a successful revolt.
I would say this. You know, NBA, and to their credit, real relaxed on players smoking weed. Just assume the peanut butter and jelly is going to be equally important to a group of people that smoke weed in the locker room.
Take a basketball and go out and just shoot for 5 minutes. Just shoot. You will be exhausted.
Yes.
Those guys can eat whatever in the hell they want.
Damn right.
Well, also, like, that guy has such a strict diet. And a lot of the athletes do that hammer down the Uncrustables and stuff. But, like, before a practice or before a game, the sugar's not going to affect them. It's just they just want the calories and the protein.
Yeah, of course.
How do you guys make your peanut butter and jelly sandwich? So this was put out to Twitter, and Twitter, now X, has come out with the official way to make the peanut butter and jelly. So when you guys
First
are constructing
of all,
it.
I think it's always going to be cut diagonal.
Okay.
That's number one.
Okay. I never cut it.
Okay.
As a kid, I would cut it, and it did have to be diagonal.
As far as applying the ingredients to the bread.
Okay, so I'll go first. Peanut butter one side. Jelly the other, and then combine them together.
Yep, okay, that's me. That's my same method.
There are some
heavy peanut butter, medium jelly.
There are some heathens out there that will put peanut butter on one bread, jelly on that same bread, and then put the dry bread on the other.
It's just hard to spread the jelly on top of peanut butter,
right?
Or and vice versa.
And I always put the jelly on first.
Do you put jelly first?
I do, because it's an easier deal to wipe off of the knife.
On the bread before you go into the
peanut. Exactly. Okay, so I will do the jelly, and then I will strip it on the dry piece of peanut butter. That way I can run it through the dry piece of bread, so I can run it through the peanut butter without mixing the two.
Because actually last night when I was making my peanut butter and jelly, starting with the peanut butter, I wiped as much off on the bread as I could, the peanut butter.
There you go.
Still had to grab a paper towel to do the final clean.
Exactly. It always has that one little smear in there. It's like the crayon when you hit the bathroom, man.
If you're making two, do you do the classic, like, leave this knife on the side of the sink?
I always make two at a time.
All right, so you make two at a time. Like, sometimes, like, stuff like that, like, I'll make one and then be like, I don't know if I'm done. So I don't want to use another knife, so I just leave it on the side of the
sink. I'll put it on top of the peanut butter. I'll put the cap on the peanut butter and put it on top because it's a good wide mouth on that thing, so it'll hold the knife.
Yeah.
But yeah, same thing. I just leave that knife out.
Also, like when you live alone, man, just lick that knife.
Exactly. Who else is going to use that damn knife?
You're putting it in the peanut butter. You're putting in your mouth juice in the peanut butter.
But who's going to use his peanut butter?
Well,
you're going to make a sandwich over at Ted's house.
You want mouth juice in there?
No, dude, I go to Ted's house and use his peanut butter all the time.
Yeah. You bought that peanut butter. I say you lick that
peanut butter jelly.
If I went to somebody's house and I'm halfway through the sandwich and they go, just so you know, I licked the knife, I'd be like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, I don't care.
I didn't need to know.
Also, want to say it's like National Burrito Day as well.
VD, we should have celebrated that one, damn it.
No, two foods on the same day. Shouldn't that not be allowed?
That shouldn't be allowed. Like, that should be illegal.
If you're a food, I get it if you want to like make it a toy or something, like National Rubik's Cube Day as well. But not two in the same calendar.
Come on.
Right.
Plus, burritos are better. So this is the last. You guys can have your ideas, my ideas, my burritos are better. This is the number one thing that you might not have known about the iconic PB&J. Anybody know the year? Give me within the decade when the peanut butter and jelly first made its appearance.
The decade. Yeah, I'll say the
1910s.
The 1870s.
1890s.
Ted, you're the closest without going over. You guys are sandwiched between it. 1901.
Really? Mm.
Okay. Possible
Who's
home cook-
responsible for this?
Well,
the greatest mind ever.
Have enjoyed PB&J's for years now. The first recipe for a peanut butter jelly sandwich appeared in a Boston Cooking School magazine in 1901.
Cooking School.
Written by Julia Davis Chandler.
All right.
Called for crab apple jelly.
And some monkey butter.
Oh, yeah.
Grab yourself a big old jar.
You get a big old jar of that monkey butter. Mm.
Got it.
Crab apple jelly.
Crab apple jelly.
God, I hate that stuff. Well, crab apples are terrible.
Peanut butter
jelly.
They suck in general.
They're horrible.
Uh-huh. Jeez.